This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
من شاء الله ثم نفخ فيه أخرى فإذا هم قيام ينظرون. This ayah, it shows the blowing of the trumpet are two times. But they also, according to some of the ulama, there is a nafqa called nafqat al-fazh. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى ويوم ينفخ في الصور ففزع من في السماوات ومن في الأرض. In this particular ayah, in Surah An-Naml, they say the actual nafkh is three times, it's not only one. In this, ya ikhwati fillah, yaqulu al-sha'ir, wala al-hawd wal-mizan annaka tansahu. He said, do not reject the hawd of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nor you reject a scale on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Indeed, you have been giving sincere advice, or you're being advised sincerely. What is the hawd, ya ikhwati fillah? Yaqulu an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, quluhu shahra wa 'arduhu shahr. He said the length of that river to walk from one end to another end is 1 month long. And you got to travel for 1 month to one, if you were for some crazy reason you want to, you know, see the measurement between the size of this is 1 month by 1 month. This is the length of the pool of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. يقول ماؤه أحلى من العسل. The water of that pool is sweeter than the honey. وأطيب من ريح المسك. And the smell of the pool is better than the smell of the misk. وعدد كيزانه عدد النجوم السماء. And the number of containers that the people will use on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah on the Hawd is more than the number of stars that we can on the sky. يَقُولُ مَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهُ شُرْبَةً لَمْ يَطْمَأُ بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا. Whoever takes one sip from the Hawd of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never go thirsty ever again. Never. And ويقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, another narration, that every Nabi has his own hawd. Musa has one عليه السلام, Isa has one, Dawood, Muhammad, Nuh, Ibrahim. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل نبي حوض. For everyone, every prophet has his own pool. And every one of us, we will be the guests of our Prophet. So if you are Christian and you died at the time where there was no Islam, or you're Yahudi and you died at the time where there was no Christianity, then, and if I'm Ahl al-Jannah, then bi idnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will go to Musa, you go to Isa, or you will go also to Muhammad for the Muslims. And we're all going to be the guests of our messenger Muhammad, or our messengers radiyallahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa yaqulu an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concerning this, inna ba'da an-nas yudadu an hadha al-hawd. He says some people will be pushed away from the hawd. Fa yaqul ashabi, O Allah, they are my companions. Now the ulama rahimahumullah, here they said, these are the people who were Muslim at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they reject Islam after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and these were the people who saw Nabi and they were companions of the Prophet, but later on they apostated and they became mushrikeen. يقول ولا الحوض والميزان. Now what is the mizan? We talked about the scale on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And we talked about that the amal of the person could be on the scale. The person himself could be on the scale. The statement of the person could be on the scale. And we talked about the different levels of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we acknowledge and we believe because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ لِيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ خَرْدَلٍ وَمِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا. Also in Surah Al-Qari'ah, يقول الله سبحانه فَمَنْ يَعْمِلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. And then he continued, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ وَقَالْ وَقُلْ يُخْرِجُ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ بِفَضْلِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ أَجْسَادًا مِنَ الْفَحْمِ تُطْرَحُ. And he say, O Muslim, O Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great, will remove from the hell, from His grace subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His grace subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of Jahannam people, burned severely, may Allah protect us from that, who will then be tossed, will be thrown to the sides of the river on the in the day of Yawm al, I'm sorry, after the day of Yawm al Qiyam. And this is for the Usah. This is the people who were Muslim, however they committed sin. They committed major sins. Whether it's a person aqil walidain, he was disobedient to his parents. Whether the person dealt with interest. Whether the person killed innocent people. Whether that person committed zina or he consumed alcohol. Because of their ma'asi and because of their sins, they will be thrown into Jahannam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after they do as we say their time, will bring them out of Jahannam, and then they will be thrown on the sides of the banks of the river, and they will grow, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in his another ahadith. يقول في صحيح مسلم من حديث أبي سعيد الخدري قال أما أهل النار الذين هم أهلها لا يموتون ولا يحيون. May Allah protect us from that. He said, for the people who are the inhabitants of hellfire, they will not live there nor die. Meaningly, there's nothing, of course, in between death and life, but it means they will be tortured and they would not have a moment to enjoy their lives. يقول ولكن الناس من أصابتهم النار بذنوبهم فأماتتهم إماتة حتى إذا كانوا فحما أذن بالشفاعة فجيء بهم. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but certain people would be thrown into a Jahannam, and Jahannam would burn them so bad it would almost make them like a dust. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept the intercession of the Anbiya or the Malaika, or the shafa'ah would be given to them. And then these people would be thrown, would be taken from Jahannam, and then would be thrown to the banks of the river. ثُمَّ قِيلْ يَا أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ أَفِيضُ عَلَيْهِمْ فَيَنْبِتُونَ النَّبَاتَ الْحِبَّةِ كَتَكُونُ حَمْلِ السَّيْدِ. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these people will grow like the grass or barley will grow on the sides of the river, and they will grow from their being a human. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about this, knowing the reality of the situation. Also, in Sahih al-Bukhari wa Muslim, يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يدخل أهل الجنة الجنة وأهل النار النار ثم يقول الله تعالى يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم people of Jannah will enter Jannah and people of hellfire will enter hellfire والعياذ بالله. And Allah will say subhanahu wa ta'ala أخرج من كان في قلبه مثقال حبة من خردل. أخرجوا, take out of Jahannam anyone who is in his heart iman as small as atom. And habbati khardal is the smallest that you can see, ya ikhwati fillah. The smallest. If your iman is that is small in your heart, after the person is punished in Jahannam, then that person will be taken away from Jahannam after a period of time. قَالَ فَيُخْرَجُونَ مِنْهَا قَدْ سُوَدُّوا فَيُلْقَوْنَ فِي نَهْرِ الْحَيَاةِ أَوْ الْحَيَاةَ شَكَّ مَالِكَ قَالَ فَيُنْبِتُونَ وَيَنْبِتُونَ كَمَا تَنْبُتُ الْحِبَّةُ فِي جَانِبِ السَّيْدِ لَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهَا تَخْرُجُ الصَّفْرَاءَ مُلْتَوِيَةَ أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهَا تَخْرُجُ الصَّفْرَاءَ مُلْتَوِيَةَ. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will be taken and they will be turned When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this, because it won't be a pleasant trip. It won't be something easy. When you, ya ikhwati fi Allah, if the person is being thrown into Jahannam, and he turns into ash, dark ash, and then the malaika will take them from there. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the malaika will put them on at the sides of the river. And then yaqul, فَيُلْقَوْنَ فِي نَحْرِ الْحَيَاةِ. And then the name of the Nahar is the Nahar, the river of Haya, with the Hamza or Al-Hayata. قَالَ شَكَّ مَالِكَ. He said this was a bit confused, or Imam Malik was confused between the two terms. He said this is the name of the river, and then they will be going there like a sail. يقول وقل, يعني after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most graceful, the gracious, will take the people out of the Jahannam, as we explain ya ikhwati fillah. Qala, and then he will place him ala nahri fil firdausi tahya bima'ihi kahibbis hamil as-sayli idha ja'a yatfahu. He said into the river in al-firdaus, where the grain will grow through the water of al-jannah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us bi idnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala from this. In another narration, the river that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about is the river of al-firdaus. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala, idha sa'altum Allah al-jannah fas'aluhu al-firdaus al-a'la fa'innahu a'la al-jannah wa wasat al-jannah wa fawqa arsh al-rahman. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of his paradise, ask for paradise. Indeed, it is the highest in Jannah, and the roof of paradise is the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, وَإِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لِلْخَلْقِ شَافِعُ وَقُلْ فِي عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ حَقًّا وَضِّرُ. He said, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for all mankind on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah and say about the punishment of the great, the truth which is clear and real. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not only intercede for Ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he will intercede for all mankind. For all mankind. يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا سيد ولد آدم يوم القيامة. He said, I am the master of the sons of Adam on the day of يوم القيامة. وهل تدرون مما ذلك. And he asked the companions, do you know why I am the Sayyid, the master of the sons of Adam on the day of يوم القيامة. The Sahaba now did not reply. But the Messenger of Allah said, يَجْمَعُ النَّاسِ يُجْمَعُ النَّاسُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ فِي صَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather all mankind from the beginning to the end in one place. قَالَ يَسْمَعُهُمُ الدَّاعِ. He said, you can hear them and you can see them. يَقُولُ وَتَدْنُ الشَّمْسُ, and the sun would be so close to their heads. فَيَبْلُغُ النَّاسُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَالْكَرْبِ مَا لَا يُطِيقُونَ, and the people will struggle and will go through hardship. وَلَا يَحْتَمِلُونَ, hardship that they cannot handle. And then he said, فَيَقُولُ النَّاسُ, and the people will say to one another, أَلَا تَرَوْنَ مَا قَدْ بَلَغَكُمْ أَلَا تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى مَنْ يَشْفَعُ لَكُمْ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ. They will say to one another, don't you see your condition? Why don't we look for someone to intercede on our behalf to your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيَقُولُ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ, and people will say to one another, قَالَ عَلَيْكُمْ بِآدَمْ, let us go to Adam alayhi salam. فَيَقُولُونَ, and they will come to Adam, and imagine, I want you to travel this in your mind. Imagine this group of people, from the first person, from Adam, to the last person who will be born, from the jinn and the ins, as far as we know. وَلِلَّهِ فِي خَلْقِهِ شُؤُونَ وَيَخْلَقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. All of them in one place, and all of them under the heat of the sun, And all of them going through hardship, and then they suggest to one another, why don't we find someone to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why don't we look for someone that Allah is pleased with? Let us find that individual. And then the people will say, to their minds, and they will say that nobody can be better than Adam alayhi salam. So they will all move towards Adam alayhi salam. And they will come to Adam. And Adam will yaqul. And they will say to Adam as introduction to their request. And when we introduce a speaker, ya ikhwati fillah, we say this is Dr. Zakir Naik who came from India and he established this, or this is Dr. Bilal Phillips, or this is Sheikh Al-Fawzan, and this is, and we gave these titles. Now, they're doing almost exactly the same thing, however, as though they're doing this, as though they want this person to acknowledge his status, not to introduce him to the people, because they know who he is. So they will come to Adam. فَيَقُولُونَ لَهُ They will say to him, أَنْتَ أَبُو الْبَشَرِ You are the father of all mankind. Everyone here are your children. Everyone are your children. قَالْ خَلَقَكَ اللَّهُ بِيَدِهِ The highest level that they could mention, the highest they could mention about Adam, they said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you with His own hand. خَلَقَكَ اللَّهُ بِيَدِي Because there is no other person can claim that he was created by the hand of Allah directly. Except Adam. No one else can claim, but Adam can claim this. قَالْ وَنَفَخَ فِيكَ مِنْ رُوحِ And Allah blow His soul into you, ya Adam. وَأَمَرَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ And He ordered the angels فَسَجَدُوا لَكَ And they prostrated for you. اِشْفَعْ لَنَا إِلَى رَبِّكَ Go and intercede on our behalf to your Lord. Go talk to Allah. He created you with His own hand. You're the father of all mankind. The angels were ordered to make sujood to you. All this is your status in the sight of Allah. Talk to Him. He will listen to you. And they will say, to play with the motions of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, أَلَا تَرَى مَا نَحْنُ فِيهِ أَلَا تَرَى مَا قَدْ بَلَغَنَا Don't you see what we're going through? Don't you see what we're suffering from, what we're suffering from? فَيَقُولُ آدَمْ And Adam would say, إِنَّ رَبِّي قَدْ غَضِبَ الْيَوْمَ غَضَبًا لَمْ يَغْضِبْ قَبْلَهُ مِثْلَهُ وَلَنْ يَغْضِبْ قَبْعَدَهُ مِثْلَهُ He said, My Lord, He did not say, رَبُّكُمْ or رَبُّنَا بَلْ قَالَ رَبِّي إِنَّ رَبِّي He said, My Lord today? He is so angry that he never reached this level of anger and he will never reach this level of anger ever after today. And he said, وَأَنَّهُ نَهَانِي عَنْ شَجَرَةٍ فَعَصَيْتَ نَفْسِي 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 And he ordered me not to be close to a tree. And I disobeyed him. Myself, myself, myself. أَسْأَلُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ يَا إِخْوَتِ فِي اللَّهِ How many ma'asiyah per day that we commit. Adam alayhi salam, he overlooked the request of his children. They're not his strangers, they are all his children. And he said, I disobeyed Allah once. He did not mention any other ma'asiyah. Once. I'm concerned about myself. If I'm going to speak to him, as though he's saying, if I'm going to speak to Allah, Muslim, or Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great, will remove from the hell, from His grace subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His grace subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of Jahannam people, burned severely, may Allah protect us from that, who will then be tossed, will be thrown to the sides of the river on the in the day of Yawm al-Qiyam, sorry, after the day of Yawm al-Qiyam. And this is for the Usah. This is the people who were Muslim, however they committed sin, they committed major sins. Whether it's a person aqil walidain, who was disobedient to his parents, whether the person dealt with interest, whether the person killed innocent people, whether that person committed zina, or he consumed alcohol, because of their ma'asi and because of their sins, they will be thrown into Jahannam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after they do as we say their time, will bring them out of Jahannam, and then they will be thrown on the sides of the banks of the river, and they will grow, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in his another ahadith. يقول في صحيح مسلم من حديث أبي سعيد الخدري قال أما أهل النار الذين هم أهلها لا يموتون ولا يحيون. May Allah protect us from that. He said, for the people who are the inhabitants of hellfire, they will not live there nor die. Meaningly, there's nothing, of course, in between death and life, but it means they will be tortured and they would not have a moment to enjoy their lives. يقول ولكن ناس من أصابتهم النار بذنوبهم فأماتتهم إماتة حتى إذا كانوا فحما أذن بالشفاعة فجيء بهم. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but certain people would be thrown into a Jahannam, and Jahannam would burn them so bad it would almost make them like a dust. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept the intercession of the Anbiya or the Malaika, or the Shafa'ah would be given to them. And then these people would be thrown, would be taken from Jahannam, and then would be thrown to the banks of the river. ثُمَّ قِيلْ يَا أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ أَفِيضُوا عَلَيْهِمْ فَيَنْبِتُونَ النَّبَاتَ الْحِبَّةِ كَتَكُونُ حَمْلِ السَّيْدِ. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these people will grow like the grass or barley will grow on the sides of the river, and they will grow from there being a human. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about this, knowing the reality of the situation. Also in Sahih al-Bukhari wa Muslim, يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يدخل أهل الجنة الجنة وأهل النار النار ثم يقول الله تعالى. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم, people of Jannah will enter Jannah, and people of hellfire will enter hellfire, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And Allah will say, subhanahu wa ta'ala, أُخْرِجُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ. أُخْرِجُ, take out of Jahannam anyone who is in his heart iman as small as atom. And habbati khardal is the smallest that you can see, ya ikhwati fillah. The smallest. If your iman is that is small in your heart, after the person is punished in Jahannam, then that person will be taken away from Jahannam after a period of time. قَالَ فَيُخْرَجُونَ مِنْهَا قَدْ سُوَدُّوا فَيُلْقَوْنَ فِي نَهْرِ الْحَيَاةِ أَوْ الْحَيَاةَ شَكَّ مَالِكَ قَالَ فَيُنْبِتُونَ أَوْ يَنْبِتُونَ كَمَا تَنْبُتُ الْحِبَّةُ فِي جَانِبِ السَّيْدِ لَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهَا تَخْرُجُ الصَّفْرَاءَ مُلْتَوِيَةً أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهَا تَخْرُجُ الصَّفْرَاءَ مُلْتَوِيَةً. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will be taken and they will be turned. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this, because it won't be a pleasant trip. It won't be something easy. When you, ya ikhwati fillah, if the person is being thrown into Jahannam, and he turns into ash, dark ash. And then the malaika will take them from there. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the malaika will put them on the sides of the river. And then يقول فَيُلْقَوْنَ فِي نَهْرِ الْحَيَاةِ. And then the name of the Nahr is the Nahr, the river of Haya, with the Hamza or Al-Hayata. قَالَ شَكَّ مَالِكَ. He said this is, was a bit confused, or Imam Malik was confused between the two terms. He said this is the name of the river, and then they will be going there like a sail. يقول وَقُلْ. يعني after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most graceful, the gracious, will take the people out of the Jahannam, as we explain in إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ. قَالَ. And then he will place him عَلَى نَهْرِ فِي الْفِرْدَوْسِ تَحْيَى بِمَائِهِ كَحِبِّسْ حَمِيلَ السَّيْلِ إِذَا جَاءَ يَطْفَحُ. He said, into the river in Al-Firdaus, where the grain will grow through the water of Al-Jannah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us bi-ibnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala from this. In another narration, the river that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about is the river of Al-Firdaus. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةَ فَاسْأَلُوا الْفِرْدَوْسِ الْأَعْلَى فَإِنَّهُ أَعْلَى الْجَنَّةَ وَوَسْطُ الْجَنَّةَ وَفَوْقَ عَرْشِ الرَّحْمَانِ. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you have to ask, when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of His paradise, ask for paradise. Indeed, it is the highest in Jannah, and the roof of paradise is the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, وَإِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لِلْخَلْقِ شَافِعُ وَقُلْ فِي عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ حَقًّا مُضِّرُ. He said, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for all mankind on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah and say about the punishment of the great, the truth which is clear and real. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not only intercede for Ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he will intercede for all mankind. For all mankind. يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا سيد ولد آدم يوم القيامة. He said, I am the master of the sons of Adam on the day of يوم القيامة. وهل تدرون مما ذلك. And he asked the companions, do you know why I am the Sayyid, the master of the sons of Adam on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah? The Sahaba now did not reply. But the Messenger of Allah said, يَجْمَعُ النَّاسُ يُجْمَعُ النَّاسُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ فِي صَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather all mankind from the beginning to the end in one place. قَالَ يَسْمَعُهُمُ الدَّاعِ. He said, you can hear them and you can see them. يَقُول وَتَدْنُ الشَّمْسُ. And the sun would be so close to their heads. فَيَبْلُغُ النَّاسُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَالْكَرْبِ مَا لَا يُطِيقُونَ. And the people will struggle and will go through hardship. وَلَا يَحْتَمِلُونَ. Hardship that they cannot handle. And then he said, فَيَقُولُ النَّاسُ. And the people will say to one another, أَلَا تَرَوْنَ مَا قَدْ بَلَغَكُمْ أَلَا تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى مَنْ يَشْفَعُ لَكُمْ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ. They will say to one another, don't you see your condition? Why don't we look for someone to intercede on our behalf to your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيَقُولُ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ. And people will say to one another, قَالَ عَلَيْكُمْ بِآدَمْ. Let us go to Adam alayhi salam. فَيَقُولُونَ. And they will come to Adam. And imagine, I want you to travel this in your mind. Imagine this group of people from the first person, from Adam, to the last person who will be born. From the jinn and the ins, as far as we know. وَلِلَّهِ فِي خَلْقِهِ شُؤُونَ وَيَخْلَقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. All of them in one place. And all of them under the heat of the sun. And all of them in going through hardship. And then they suggest to one another, why don't we find someone to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why don't we look for someone that Allah is pleased with? Let us find that individual. And then the people will say, to their minds, and they will say that nobody can be better than Adam alayhi salam. So they will all move towards Adam alayhi salam. And they will come to Adam. And Adam will yaqul. And they will say to Adam as introduction to their request. And when we introduce a speaker, ya ikhwati fillah, we say this is Dr. Zakir Naik, who came from India and he established this, or this is Dr. Bilal Phillips, or this is Sheikh Al Fawzan, and this is, and we gave these titles. Now, they're doing almost exactly the same thing, however, as though they're doing this, as though they want this person to acknowledge his status, not to introduce him to the people, because they know who he is. So they will come to Adam. فَيَقُولُونَ لَهُ They will say to him, أَنْتَ أَبُو الْبَشَرِ You are the father of all mankind. Everyone here are your children. Everyone are your children. قَالْ خَلَقَكَ اللَّهُ بِيَدِهِ The highest level that they could mention, the highest they could mention about Adam, they said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you with His own hand. خَلَقَكَ اللَّهُ بِيَدِهِ Because there is no other person can claim that he was created by the hand of Allah directly. Except Adam. No one else can claim, but Adam can claim this. قَالْ وَنَفَخَ فِيكَ مِنْ رُوحِ And Allah blew His soul into you, ya Adam. وَأَمَرَ الْمَلَائِكَ And He ordered the angels, فَسَجَدُوا لَكَ And they prostrated for you. اِشْفَ لَنَا إِذَا رَبِّكَ Go and intercede on our behalf to your Lord. Go talk to Allah. He created you with His own hand. You're the father of all mankind. The angels were ordered to make sujood to you. All this is your status in the sight of Allah. Talk to Him. He will listen to you. And they will say, to play with the motions of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, أَلَا تَرَى مَا نَحْنُ فِيهِ أَلَا تَرَى مَا قَدْ بَلَغَنَا Don't you see what we're going through? Don't you see what we're suffering from, what we're suffering from? فَيَقُولُ آدَمُ And Adam would say, إِنَّ رَبِّي قَدْ غَضِبَ الْيَوْمَ غَضَبًا لَمْ يَغْضِبْ قَبْلَهُ مِثْلَهُ وَلَنْ يَغْضِبْ قَبْعَدَهُ مِثْلَهُ He said, My Lord. He did not say, رَبُّكُمْ or رَبُّنَا But قَالَ رَبِّي إِنَّ رَبِّي He said, My Lord today? He is so angry that he never reached this level of anger and he will never reach this level of anger ever after today. And he said, وَأَنَّهُ نَهَانِي عَنْ شَجَرَةٍ فَعَصَيْتَ نَفْسِي 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 And he ordered me not to be close to a tree. And I disobeyed him. Myself, myself, myself. أسألكم بالله يا إخوتي في الله. How many ma'asiyah per day that we commit? Adam alayhi salam. He overlooked the request of his children. They're not his strangers, they are his children. And he said, I disobeyed Allah once. He did not mention any other ma'asiyah. Once. I'm concerned about myself. If I'm going to speak to him, as though he's saying, if I'm going to speak to Allah,